learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the two lines from the top, the second line from the top, Tanu Rabbanu. Once we discussed Lulav HaGazel, we are now going to discuss a little bit about Sukkah Gezula, and then we'll come back to Lulav at the end of the Amud. Tanu Rabbanu, Sukkah Gezula, someone who steals a Sukkah, and we'll see what that means exactly, V'amasachir V'sharabim, or he puts the Sukkah up in the V'sharabim, which is also a Gezla HaRabim, he's stealing from the Rabim, Rabbi Eliezer Paisel, V'chacham Machshir says if you stole a sukkah or you made a sukkah in Shirabim, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's possible, it's not a good sukkah. V'chacham Machshir, V'chacham hold it's a kosher sukkah. Om Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman qualifies what's this machloikis. Om Rav Nachman. Machloikis v'shatoykev es chavei roi v'tzia misukasai. The machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the chum is that someone has a sukkah, you take the guy who owns a sukkah, you take Reuven who's sitting in a sukkah, you throw him out of a sukkah, and I take a sukkah. So Rav Eliezer Tamei, the Amar, Ein Adam Yoytze Dei Chavasoi B'Sukkosa Shal Chaveiro. Rav Eliezer holds, you're not Yoytze with the Sukkah of your friend. We have before that Rav Eliezer makes a drashi, even a Sukkah She'ula, even a borrowed Sukkah, you're not Yoytze. It has to be your own Sukkah. That's how Rav Eliezer Darshan's, we had it before. What? We don't pass like Rav Eliezer, no. But that's what Rav Eliezer Shita. But Ein, that he holds that you're not Yoytze with a Sukkah Shal Chaveiro, it has to be your own Sukkah. That is Rav Rabbi Eliezer Shita, he darshins that just like it says lekachtem lachem, that has to be yours. Same thing by a sukkah says chag a sukkah tassel lachos shavas yom shalach. That's the gemara says daf chav zayin when beis. Rabbi Eliezer holds that has to be your own sukkah. So he holds that has to be your own sukkah. So e karkan exales sukkah gzulahi. If it's karkan exales, so then it'll be sukkah gzula, and so then it wouldn't be, it's not his sukkah, it's a sukkah gzula, it's not his sukkah. So therefore, even if y'all's kark and exelas, it would not work. And he ain't an exelas, and if it's not an exelas, so then sukkah shulihi, then it's sukkah shulihi. So what does it mean sukkah gzulihi? He says, if it has a din gezel, so then there's a miyat of mishalachav lo gzula. He has a miyat before, it has to be yours, not stolen and not borrowed. That's the old. It can't be stolen or borrowed. So if it's the gzela, so it's a problem of gzula. Vinami karka and gzela, if you hold karka as not an gzela, then any time you steal karka here in the sukkah, with chubal karka, it's attached to the ground, so you can't really steal it. But still, sukkah shuli, it's not good. So one of shach is not good. It happens to be, Rashi speaks out, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that karka is the gzela. It's the gzela. But the Rashi just want to speak out the truth, that even if it would not be the gzela, it still would be shula, and it would be possible. So either way, it's possible. But Rabbanon hold no. Rabbanon Tamar Adamri. All the money is the chazav shulchan chaveru. Rabbanon don't dash in lachan. They hold it could be yaitz with your friend sukkah. The karka ain't nixelas. The old karka is not nixal. With sukkah shuli and sukkah shula. All is sukkah shuli, and therefore it's kosher. So we're saying the reason why it's kosher according to Rabbanon is because it's a sukkah shula, and then he holds a sukkah shula is kosher. Now, what about the problem, mitzvah above Averu? What happened to the problem, mitzvah above Averu? It's a Ritva's kasha, a very strong kasha. On one hand, the Ritva says, maybe there's no mitzvah Averu by sukkah. It's maybe it's only by thing that is ritzui. It has to be something that's, if it's a ritzui for Hashem, like a carbon, or like a lulav, which stops the bad winds. But sukkah, which is just, it's a mitzvah, it's not a ritzui, maybe there wouldn't be a problem, mitzvah above Averu. But then he says, I don't like that pshat. He says, the final pshat is like this. Since it still belongs to the Baalim, it's not called mitzvah of Avavera. That's what he says. Since it still belongs to the Baalim, it's not a mitzvah of Avavera. Aval gazel eitzim, sichich behem, divri akoil, ingle iladme eitzim. But, so that's the machlekes. The Gemara is saying here, Rav Nachman is saying, the whole machlekes is when you take your friend and throw him out of his sukkah and sit in his sukkah. That's the machlekes. Aval gazel eitzim, if you stole wood, sichich behem, he made tzchach, it's a good sukkah, and you coin it. You just have to pay the owner the price of the eitzim. And what's the reason? Because the takana halacha is that if someone steals wood and builds it into a structure, it's a takana. There's two reasons Rashi says, either because there's shinu maisa and shinu hashem. Here is the shinu maisa made into a sukkah and has a new name, and also because takana's hashavim. There's takana. That since we want to make it easy to do tshuva, we don't make him take apart a structure and to pay it back. Therefore, we always do is pay back money. So therefore, he is yotza the mitzvah of sukkah with the stolen wood. Now, I can ask me. So when is the evan negeya says in the Gemara in Chav Zayin Abayz, the Rabbanu Amayda b'gzula, a sukkah gzula is not kosher. Shula is kosher, but not gzula is not kosher. What's the case of gzula? We just said that if it's a karka, it's not stolen. And if it's eitzim, you attack all your eitzim sukkah because you coin it. So what's the case of gzula? So that Rashi answers, the case would be if you steal a sukkah that's made on top of a agol, on top of a wagon, on top of a svina. There, it's not mechubal lekarka, and you don't have the takana that the takana is hashavim because no tircha, just give back the whole sukkah. That will be the case that a sukkah, stolen sukkah, will possibly be rabbanah. It means you steal a sukkah that's not mechubal lekarka, a sukkah that's on top of a wagon, on top of a svina, on top of a boat. That will be a type of a sukkah that there will be a chiv, there will be a psul of gezula according to rabbanah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have a psul even by Sheula. But according to Rabbi, there's no psul Sheula. The only time you have a psul exhale is only if you steal a sukkah on top of a gala. Now, how did he know? How did Rav Nachman know that the case of sukkah gzula here is, the Mechleikus is a case where it's a case where he threw the guy out of the sukkah. So Gemara says, you know how I knew that? Mamai, Medektari Dum Mishisharabim. Similar to the case of Masachich Mishisharabim. Mar Mishisharabim, Karka Lavidehu, Mishisharabim, the carcass doesn't belong to you. Sukkah Nami, the case of Sukkah, the Chalkis Sukkah is also Nami Lav Karka Dehu. It's a case where it's a shayla of Karka and Exelas, where it does not belong to you. Zok to Gemara Vaita. We'll continue now with this idea of the Kalas Hashavim, like we just spoke out. That there's an idea that if someone steals something and builds it into his house, he's not mechuyev to take apart the house. All he has to do is pay back the money. So he's Safta, there was this older woman, the Asali Lekavayi Rav Nachman. She came to Rav Nachman and she said, Rav Nachman was in charge of the Reish Galusa's house. The Reish Galusa was basically the king in Bavel. In Bavel they had something called the Reish Galusa. It was instead of like the Nasi or the Melech that we had in Eretz Yisrael, we have the Reish Galusa. A lot of times in Shevet Yehuda, there's no Reish Galusa. Rav Nachman was the rabbi in residence. He was in charge of the household of Reish Galusa when it comes to Ruchnistika things. So she came to Rav Nachman. Amalei, she told Rav Nachman, Reish Galusa of Kul Rabbanon, the Reish Galusa and all the Rabbanon, the Reish Galusa, and all the Rabbanon who live by Reish Galusa, of a Sukkah Gzula Yasvi, they're sitting in a Sukkah Gzula. This is my wood, that the Sukkah was made of my wood. Savcho le Ashkoch by Rav Nachman. She screamed, Rav Nachman, listen. Amalei, so she tries a different tactic. She says, Issa the Havali Lavua, a woman who her father had, Tlasmei of Atamni Sari Avdi, had 318 Avadim, Safcha Kamacho, and screams in front of you, you're not listening to her? What you meant to say is, Amma Enikl of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had 318 Avadim, and you're not listening to me? So what was the Taina? The Taina was, some want to say Pshat, is that Rav Nachman and Reish Galusa, they were saying, like, you know, we're a very chashal people. We have a lot of avadim, and we can't just throw someone out. So she said, what do you mean? I'm also chashav. I come from someone that has 318 avadim. Why are you not giving me back my wood? They not listen to her. Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said about her, she is just a screamer. She only gets the money. We'll give her the money. She does not get back her eitz. Now the shaila is, what is Shalom Rav Nachman Maisa? There's this lady is screaming. She has a good taina. It's her sukkah. It's stolen, and she's just ignoring. And he's just ignoring her. So the Chasam Sofer says that Rav Nachman wanted to push her off till after Yom, because after Yom, when you take apart the sukkah, she'll get back her wood. She wants the wood now. Saying, no, now you only deserve money. I'm not going to listen to you. I'll push you off to afterwards, and then you'll get your wood back. So be quiet now. And she kept on screaming, and she wanted it right now. And therefore, he said, you know, you're wrong. All you deserve right now, all you get now right now is the May Eitzim. That's all you're rightfully is yours, is the money for the Eitzim. Another similar idea. Amar Ravina, Haika Shura de Metalasa, the beam that's put into Sukkah. Now, the Chiddush is, of the next Gemara, it's really the Gemara we just learned, is that there's an idea of a Takanas HaShavim. We want to make it easy for people to do tshuva. Before someone steals a beam, picture he steals like a nice steel beam and builds himself a whole apartment building, and then you say, oh, that beam is stolen. You gotta give it back to me. You take apart the whole apartment building and give it back to him. He'll never do tshuva. Therefore, because Takanas HaShavim, we say that all you have to do is give the money. There's an extra chiddush by Sukkah, because Sukkah is a temporary dwelling and it's only here for 7 days. Just take it apart and then take it apart now and you make another Sukkah. The chiddush is also called Takanas HaShavim. And the Gemara brings it out more clear now. Amar Ravina, Haika Shura de Metalasa. This is beam from a sukkah, the gzula that's stolen. Avid le Rabbanan Takanto, Mishum Takanas Meirish. Rabbanan made a Takanah because of Takanas Hashavim that you just have to give money. Zog Demara Pshita, it's Pashut. Maish Noma Eitzim, same din as Eitzim. And the way the Mepharshim speak out, that's what Pashut just said. Sukkah is a bigger Chiddush. Rashi speaks out, Sukkah is a bigger Chiddush. But that we knew right from the story of Nachman. What's Ravina adding on? We saw from the story of Nachman with the Reish Galusa that even by a Sukkah you say Takanas Hashavim. So the question is, what are we Maisav here? So Gemara says, maybe you think dafka eitzim, you give the money of the wood because you buy more wood. Have a high, but a beam, loy shchicha, it's not shchiach to get the beams. Beams are expensive items, and they're specialized items. Maybe you do have to take apart your sukkah and give it back. Kamash, no, you do not have to take apart the sukkah to give back to the rightful owner. You just give the money back. It's only in the middle of Sukkot. After Sukkot is over, you have to take apart your Sukkot and give it back. Hod debeini, give it back. But if you cemented it into your Sukkot, then afil l'achas shiva, even after 7 days, you give money because you're not mechuyev to take apart the Sukkot since you cemented it in. Ad kan, the shilas of Sukkot gezula and lulav hagazel. Now I'm going to go back to a psul of yavesh on the lulav. Just to speak out that the psul of yavesh is only if it's very, very dried out until it becomes brittle. If it doesn't become brittle, that's not called yavesh. This is the sheet of Dushainim. Taisrei speaks about it on the Chavtas and Veiz. Yavesh doesn't mean stam, just dry. It means it's so dry that it's like a oizim bechar, the Gemara says oizim bechar, that's a freches b'tzapar, and it falls apart with your nail. That's how yavesh it is. But upon yavesh, dried out lulav is possible. So let's talk to Gemara. Tana l'inter b'raisa. Yavesh is possible, but Rabbi Yehuda machzer. Rabbi Yehuda holds kasha. So what's the biyah machlekes? Amar Rava machlekes v'lulav. The machlekes is by a lulav a yavesh. Draw a lulav. Why? Because it says in the pasuk hadar. Where does it say hadar? It says hadar by esrik. It says v'lkach l'mechem v'yemerishain piri eitz hadar. That's the esrik. Kapos tamarim, which is the lulav. V'anaf eitz aves, which is the hadasim. V'arvi nocha, which is the aravos. So it says pre-eitz hadar. Only the word hadar by esrik. So the machlek is by lulav. The one on savri makshin lulav esrik. You make a hekesh lulav to esrik. It's the same pasuk. Ma esrik by hadar. Af lulav by hadar. Just like esrik needs a hadar. Lulav needs a hadar also. And therefore yavesh dried out as possible. Rabbi Yehuda Sava loy makshin lulav esrik. You're not makesh lulav to esrik. He holds no hekesh. And therefore only esrik has din hadar, not lulav. That's why lulav is kosher even though it's dried out. Al ba esrik, they call hadar bina. But everyone agrees by esrik you need hadar. That's what the Gemara is telling us. That's what Rav is telling us. That Yehuda agrees to Hadar. Just argues the lulav has no word Hadar, and therefore Yavesh is kosher. Masha'in came by Esrig, dried out Esrig, Yavesh will be possible even for Rav Yehuda, because there it says Hadar. Freit the Gemara, asks, lulav by Rav Yehuda Hadar? By lulav, Rav Yehuda doesn't need Hadar? But then I went to the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda, it's our first Mishnah. He says that it says, if the Alav are Nifridu alav, it's spread out. The lulav is attached, though the leaves are attached, but spread out like a Chinese fan. It's spread out. So what does Rav Yehuda say? You have to tie it. Now, why do you have to tie it? Probably to make it look nice. But Tanya Yehuda ima yagdenu malmaila. My time alav mishnu by hadar. So you see, Rav Yehuda requires hadar by lulav. So my answer is law. You can tell me time. Like we learned in a bryce for the reason. Rav Yehuda ima mishnu Rav Tarfen says in the pasuk kapos tamarim kafus, which means tied and. So tied. Mayaparud, if it's separate, Yekavsenu, tie it up. Kavas Lashon, tie it up. You should make it tied up. Therefore, you have to make it into one lulav. It shouldn't be spread out. And that is why Rav Yehuda holds it has to be tied up. Not because of Hadar. Because it says Kapis Tamar, which means Kavas. Tamar is not a Kasha. But lo yibay Hadar, you don't need a Hadar. But now we learn to the Mishnah. Ain oigdem is a lulav el b'mina. Did Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds, you need agar as ma'akev. To tie a lulav, the three minim together, lulav, hadasa, aravas together, is ma'akiv, and he held it has to be from min lulav, it has to be made out of lulav, the Rabbi Yehuda. My time, isn't the reason lav mishnu b'yah hadar? Because in your hadar, it's nicer when it's tied with lulav. So Rav says, lo, you know, it's not the reason. The Amar Rav, Rav says, you can even use a fill of a sieve, you can even use these little vines that grow around the palm tree, a fill of ikra dikla, even with the bark, the bark of the tree is also good. And that's not nice. So what's the reason? Elamai Taima, the Rabbi Yehuda, why is it all that has to be dafka min? The Kasava Lulav Tzarach Agad. He holds that Agad is ma'akev. It's part of the Lulav itself. The Maise Mina Achrina, if you brought another min, since it's mamish part of the Lulav, Havlu Chamisha Minim. It would be five Minim, and the Issa Bal Taisif. You're not allowed to add on. You're not allowed to add on to the four minim. And since agar is a tegel part of lulav, if it'll be a different min, it'll be adding on a new min. And you're not allowed to add a new min. And therefore, the halacha is that you have to use dafka mina and not ena mina. Only because Rabbi Yehuda holds tzarech agar. But not because of hadar. So because of al taisif, that has to be the same min. And taisif really even asked, what's the havamina that was as hadar? But the Mishnah says later on, it's possible if you use gold to tie it. So you see that it can't be that's hadar, because that's very nice. So it's mamash muchach that the whole reason for Rabbi Yehuda is not because of hadar, it's because of al taisif, and therefore it has to be the same min.